What if your most productive Saturday involved 10 hours on the couch, binge-watching your favorite show? This isn't a confession of laziness. It's the foundation of a revolutionary approach to getting things done. The secret lies in one word: intention. When you deliberately choose rest, you're not wasting time. You're investing in your energy reserves. This counterintuitive truth forms the heart of a new productivity philosophy emerging from Silicon Valley's most successful company. Google's top executives have transformed their output not by working more hours, but by completely reimagining what productivity actually means. The difference between burnout and breakthrough often comes down to understanding one crucial concept: alignment between what you intend to do and what you actually do. Forget everything you've learned about productivity being synonymous with busyness. Real productivity happens when your intentions perfectly align with your actions, whether you're crushing a presentation or deliberately doing absolutely nothing. This state of perfect alignment is called uptime, and it's fundamentally different from the hustle culture that glorifies packed calendars and sleepless nights. Think of productivity as a cycle with five stages: finding mental space, calm, generating ideas, create, documenting thoughts, capture, organizing into systems, consolidate, and completing tasks, close. Imagine a peaceful morning walk where a brilliant sales strategy emerges. You immediately note it in your phone, schedule implementation time, and later execute it with your client. That's the complete cycle in action, each stage flowing naturally into the next. The most successful people treat time like a bank account of energy rather than a series of empty boxes to fill. They understand that 9 a.m. energy differs dramatically from 3 p.m. energy. They plan for future you instead of just satisfying current you, ensuring their future self will thank them rather than curse their short-sighted choices. Can you name your top three priorities without hesitation? If not, you're not operating at peak effectiveness. The human brain naturally groups information in threes, making this the perfect number for maintaining focus. Most people confuse priorities with goals. Priorities indicate present intention and focus. They're active, immediate, and actionable. Your three priorities should span both work and personal domains, because there's only one you managing everything. When something new becomes important, something else must consciously give way. For each priority, define 2 to 3 high-impact tasks using clear action verbs. Reorganize my team becomes meet with HR to discuss org chart options, and schedule skip-level meetings to understand roles. Write your priorities on a post-it note and stick it on your desk, a constant filter for opportunities and requests. True prioritization isn't reordering tasks, it's eliminating them entirely. Start with a comprehensive brain dump, then identify the bottom third of lowest priority items. For each, ask, what's the worst that happens if I never do this? Can someone else do it? When declining requests, employ these strategies. Ask detailed questions before committing, buy yourself time with a 24-hour rule, use no but to offer alternatives, practice no because with honest context about your constraints. Saying no isn't being difficult, it's being deliberate with your most finite resource. Writing down goals increases achievement likelihood by 42%. Structured list making reduces anxiety by 28% and improves decision making by 33%. The solution is a 4-level system moving from macro to micro planning. The main list captures every unclosed loop, organized by energy type, high focus, low energy, creative, and action category, calls, emails, errands, not by project. This enables task batching for peak productivity hours. The weekly list contains only what you'll realistically accomplish. Apply the 1.5x rule. Multiply estimated task duration by 1.5, since people overestimate capacity by 40%. The daily list starts with your absolute top priority, the task you must complete. Following the eat that frog principle, tackle your hardest task first when willpower peaks. Limit to 3 to 5 major tasks. The hour-by-hour plan shows exactly when you'll complete each task, including commutes and meetings. This granular planning reduces decision fatigue and creates realistic time containers. Supplement with a capture list for random thoughts and project-specific lists for complex initiatives. Weekly reviews maintain system integrity. A West Coast advertising executive doubled his output within a month by protecting peak morning hours for creative work and shifting team meetings to low-energy afternoons. This illustrates a crucial principle: when you schedule matters as much as what you schedule. Track your productivity for 2 weeks, noting time of day, mental clarity, focus level, and physical state. Pay attention to caffeine intake, meal timing, and sleep quality. You'll discover surprising patterns. Some people peak after exercise, others 2 hours after lunch, some in early evening. Identify your power hours, your 2-3 most productive hours daily. For most, these fall between 9-11 a.m. or 4-6 p.m., but individual variation is significant. Protecting just one peak hour for focused work can increase creative output by 40% compared to working during low-energy periods. Similarly, identify your off-peak hours, your 1-2 lowest energy hours daily, typically post-lunch or early morning. These intervals are perfect for administrative tasks and coffee catch-ups. Surprisingly, we're often more creative when slightly tired, as our brains consider a wider range of ideas. Create an energy map of your week, matching task intensity to energy availability. Strategic planning during peak hours, administrative work during valleys, relationship building when you're socially energized. Zero-based calendaring applies accounting principles to time management. Start with a blank calendar and rebuild based on current needs rather than accepting recurring meetings because they've always been there. Morning people might block 7 to 10 a.m. for deep work. Night owls reserve creative tasks for late afternoon. Occasionally, schedule completely unplanned workdays. Even a single 30-minute meeting disrupts flow through mental transitions and context-switching costs. Blank slate days often become most productive, allowing deep work or responding to emerging priorities without predetermined constraints. Don't restructure immediately. Start by gradually moving meetings you control and blocking time for energy-appropriate work. Begin small. Establish a daily deep work block or consolidate meetings into specific days. Just as sales targets guide revenue goals, a mapped calendar template guides your ideal schedule. Without one, you risk scheduling high-impact tasks during low-energy times. The goal isn't perfect adherence, but creating a framework supporting your best work while maintaining flexibility. Consider this a 3-month transition, allowing yourself grace as you discover what works best. Executives now spend 23 hours weekly in meetings, up from less than 10 hours in the 1960s. Meeting quality directly correlates with job satisfaction, making it essential to justify every meeting's existence. Before scheduling, ask if the information could be shared via email or chat instead. Every meeting should be up to par. Purpose, why it's happening, agenda, circulated in advance, and result, defining success. Meetings generally fall into 4 categories: information sharing, creative discussion, consensus decision, or connection. Labeling meetings helps attendees prepare appropriately. Aim for an uncomfortably small guest list. Include only those who add value or get value. Research shows that with 7 or more people, each additional person reduces decision effectiveness by 10%. Start with an uncomfortably short meeting time to counter Parkinson's law. Work expands to fill the time allotted. Cutting just 15 minutes from 4 weekly meetings returns 52 hours annually. Effective follow-up should match the meeting type. Information sharing needs summaries. Creative discussion requires documented ideas. Consensus decision must record decisions. Connection should reaffirm discussions and set future connection points. Creativity emerges from quiet minds, yet we check phones 96 times daily. The solution isn't radical disconnection, it's intentional boundaries. Start small. Put devices away between dinner and bedtime 1 night weekly. Even computers need reboots. Humans do too. Practical strategies include putting your phone to bed an hour before sleep, giving it a bedroom outside yours, completing one task before checking it, using the crowding out method with 15 minutes of activity before evening tech use, making your background grayscale, or deleting social media apps. Morning mindfulness transforms your entire day. Claiming 30 minutes before serving others creates space for personal fulfillment. If adopting just one practice, choose daily meditation. This mental workout delivers lower blood pressure, mental clarity, stress relief, better sleep, and increased focus, all from 10 minutes daily. Start with what resonates most. Some focus on list systems, organizing tasks into urgent, important, and can wait categories. Others prioritize meeting management or 5-minute morning meditations. While businesses measure productivity quantitatively, personal productivity is best measured qualitatively. How you feel? Ask yourself, do I feel rejuvenated, on top of my work, creative, present, and energized? The ultimate goal is holistic accomplishment. Your life, talent, and priorities seamlessly executed while maintaining well-being. This isn't about working more hours. It's about aligning actions with intentions. Sometimes the most productive thing is nothing at all, allowing recovery. That's true uptime, being intentional about both action and inaction.